Welcome to Fandom City, Where's the Remote? Where your pals at Fandom City discuss TV shows we watch. Tonight we're discussing the AMC hit series, Into the Badlands. Before we begin, let's introduce ourselves. I am the Fandom City Mayor, Shell.
And I am the Fandom City Artist, Kat. I forgot my title.
Okay, we're going to start talking about Season 3, Episode 5, Carry Tiger to Mountain. Okay, so we see a flashback. Well, first, let's talk about this flashback where we see a little puppet show about Horatio Chow, who is the first Baron of the Badlands, and he is Gaius and Juliet Chow's father. So Baron Chow has a name, y'all.
Yeah.
We see that Minerva was a cog. And she was eyeballing Gaius a lot. I didn't know she crushed on him more.
She was like,
ooh. Or she just wanted to be part of the party. Like, and he was crushing on her. And she looked like a Skyrim character. Just with a pretty face. She was a little smushed up. Or was I just seeing things?
My bad. When you said she was like a Skyrim character, I thought of the guards first.
No, not just because she was... I thought she looked like a little smudgy.
You know what's wrong with Skyrim these days?
Okay, I shouldn't have said that. I take that back. Anyway, she was a... we do see her... eventually drop some glasses, like some pink lemonade or something, and that mattered.
Some horde of whores.
And Gaius jumped down to help her, and he cuts his hand, and Minerva takes the beating for that. I don't know why she should get a beating, because Gaius wasn't being careful, but what have you.
That's what I was like. Nobody said anything when she broke him. They're like, oh,
they're like, oh man, she dropped some glass, snap. Oh well,
and then somebody he got cleaned down it up and poked his thing. He's like, ah, snap, I'm bleeding. And he was like, oh, oh,
oh, get my cane.
Oh, okay, spank her to death.
So he, Horatio Chow wanted Gaius to give her 10 lashes, and Gaius wasn't up for it. So Juliet was like, I got this.
Yeah, and that was when everybody knew how sadistic he was.
She was grinning like I got, but it, you know what? But it also showed that she had what it takes to be the Baron, and Gaius didn't. Because obviously, you got to be a cruel person to be a Baron. Because you know, and remember the puppy show with the head rolling.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So, and we do after she and giving her a beating wasn't enough. Take her to the pig pen. Why?
Yo, that was more than 10 licks, though. Yeah, 10 lashes. How about 20? Somebody probably had to pry that thing from her. Cut it out! Come on, bro! She's got to go to the pig pen! Dang! The pigs won't go near her if she smells like blood.
The whole pig pen thing is just gross to me.
She was having nightmares. She was like, pig, jump in my face.
We do see in the present that at one point, Gaius is found hiding in the trunk of Minerva's car, and she imprisons him. She kind of sees him as an enemy. We also see that Nathaniel shows up and tells her, Minerva.
She was like, why does it take 36 surgeons? And he was like, well, you know, I went to grab a bite to eat. Next thing I knew, blind people were trying to eat me. And I found Sonny. But he promised not to go back to the bat. He wouldn't fight me.
Sonny is not a threat. And then she threatened Nathaniel. And Nathaniel looked at her like, yeah.
I'm only here because Lydia's here.
Right.
Once she bounces, I do too.
I think he gonna bounce before Lydia. Because when she said that if Sonny came back, that she was going to take Sonny's head and Nathaniel's head, Nathaniel looked at her like, oh, nobody taking my head. He said, my head belongs to Sonny.
I can't believe he said that.
So, I think eventually, it's my opinion, I think eventually Nathaniel's going to be a new enemy. For Minerva.
I'm pretty sure it has been Minerva versus the world for a while.
Right. So you like you got Tilda, Waldo.
And you don't really have Tilda. She's
As regents, you had Tilda, Waldo, and Nathaniel. And do you think Gaia's gonna be the new regent by the end of the season?
Yes. She don't know how to quit her points, so no.
If Lydia does talk Minerva into talking to making peace with Gaius.
Yo, girl, childhood lovers are a thing to keep, you know.
And you do learn that Gaius is the reason that Minerva was able to escape from the pig pen when she was a child.
She was having an existential crisis under this. What do you think I saw that pen?
You mean I did? My skills weren't there. She did. The gate just happened to be open.
You mean luck wasn't on my side? You opened it? Oh, yeah. He's like, yes.
So, Gaius is now the newest member of Team Minerva or Team Widow.
I called that last week. Huh? I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was going to be all like, and Minerva and Gaius are going to get all googly eyes.
Called it. You should. Because that was some googly ass stuff going there. In the flashback and in the present.
My brand.
See,
I think
there.
It was kind of one-sided for both, though.
In both situations.
Yes. Even when she was a kid, she was all like...
I think she was looking at the power.
She was all like...
And Gaius was looking at the pretty girl.
We all knew what she had her eyes for this whole time.
A barony.
Yeah. And now she's got one, she says.
So, and we also see Juliet crossed the wrong person in Pilgrim. But we also see that Pilgrim didn't ally with Minerva. Was that kind of surprising to you? Because I got the feeling that they were going to team up against...
No.
No?
It's not surprising. He said, did you send these masks?
And she said, no.
And then what's her face?
Lydia's like, Adina.
No. Cressida kept being all like, don't believe her. Believe in me and only me.
But Lydia said, Lydia showed the brand and was like, that.
Cressida was still like, nope, they lying. Dance.
Cressida's not right. Juliet, I mean, Pilgrim shows up to Baron Child's spot and was like, you know, with the heads. Mm-hmm. Of course, one head was missing and she did take note of that after Pilgrim left. And she blamed Gaius. And Cressida and Pilgrim are like, nope, it was you. Mm-hmm. And they want some kind of reparations. So they want her to give him 1,000 workers to do a special project.
To sacrifice themselves for our Lord and Saviors of Azrael.
And he said failure is not acceptable. So she and her regent Otto decide to go to the refugee camp and do a little recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. So, yeah. So that's where we go with that one. That little rolling head incident. That was a bit much.
Two episodes in a row.
What? Rolling heads?
Yeah, I feel like it.
But you know, does it count if you cut their heads off after they're dead? I mean, Pilgrim, I'm probably the only person in the world that's not impressed by Pilgrim.
I'm not. It's just
I mean, yeah, but it's Cressida's show, and they just don't.
I think they're both crazy.
I mean, they both crazy, but I think Cressida is the one who
she is pulling the strings. You know, Pilgrim's the one who's like, I ain't got no strings. New show, new puppet.
Okay. You want to do the next one?
Sure. So, we go back to our subject of Pilgrim in his Church of Azra.
That's what I want to call it.
It's their thing of Azra. Okay. And MK's there because we knew he was going to be there. We're not surprised. And we have been talking about this, and all it takes is a few pretty words and maybe even a pretty face.
And MK is like, I'm cool with this. What do you need me to do with this?
Sure! Sign me up!
Sign me up!
I mean, what, you know, you got when he first was taken by Sonny, and he decided he wanted to be a Clipper, so he was ready to follow just about anything Sonny had to say. When he got to, when he, with Tilda, you know, it didn't take much for Tilda to swing him her way.
This kid's got a mental checklist. Does it help something that I want to do? Yes. Is there a pretty girl involved? Double yes. So I'm all aboard.
Right. I don't even know if it's a pretty, it's just a pretty face involved.
Look, even more, he's all like, all aboard.
Right. You know, even going back to the Abbots, you know.
But you'll teach me how to hone my powers and we can run away from here and you're pretty. Yes. Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, I wasn't that.
I had water in my mouth.
Sorry. And Pilgrim, you know, MK is like, I need to get out of here. I gotta go kill someone. And Pilgrim's like, shabba-ba-dabba. And turns it off.
Couldn't she? Because he gets way controlling MK's gift.
And MK's like, whoa!
How'd you do that?
Teach me how to do that. And Pilgrim's like, okay. I can show you how to control your gift. And Cursed was all like, he don't need the control. He already knows how. He just turned it on.
But is it a good idea that Pilgrim knows how to shut it off like that?
No, because, you know, MK's like, I don't want to do this with you anymore, Pilgrim. We're supposed to be killing Sonny. Then Pilgrim be like, I said shabba da booba. Cassidy's jealous. He's like, yo, who's this pretty boy with the hair who also can turn off his powers? What is this? And Nyx is all like, it isn't what it looks like.
But it sure did look like what it looks like, man. I don't know what she was. She was already showing them the viewmaster thing.
She was like, Cressida told me you'd be dead by the time I got back.
Why she couldn't just hand it to him and let him look at it? No.
No, she had to go all behind him. And,
look what I can show you.
They were going on Titanic. Look how we can do it together.
It's like, you know, Caster had a point for his jealousy, but my problem was with Caster's jealousy. If all this time, just episode one, I thought Caster and Nyx had a sibling relationship. Then he like, is he going to share your bed too? And I'm like, then I'm going to
go back. Wait. What do you think that happened? Is that just what y'all do?
Not brother and sister? Oh.
What kind of relationship are y'all doing? Because if y'all are, MK doesn't want any part of that.
But I guess they're not. I just thought they were.
I guess they could have a relationship like that. But, so they you know, like I said, MK wouldn't be a part of it. He'd be like, nah, girl.
It just don't seem like, not siblings, but they're Pilgrim's assassins.
Mm-hmm.
That he'd be down with them having a relationship.
Sure, go ahead. I don't know what you want.
Maybe I'm just reading too much into it.
Pilgrim Caster's like, no! No. So Cresta wants Pilgrim to let Caster go, and here we go. Pilgrim Caster's like, no! And she's like, let him go. If you love him, let him go.
And what is let go?
I think it's let him die in a ditch.
But is it let him die in a ditch?
No, it's let
him. Let him. So it's, you think.
I think it's let him out into the wild and
let him use his power. No. Let him use the gift. But she said the gift was going to eventually kill him.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I think she's going to let him use his gift till he dies.
Oh, I was going to say let him just roam away.
That's like, well, was it that? You know, kick him out. We don't need him anymore. We got MK. Because who needs three assassins when we can just stick with two?
We already got a replacement. Go ahead, Caster. Don't upset yourself.
No, I think because when she sends them off.
Could you imagine if all of Pilgrim Shabu doing is killing them?
But But she said the using the power. If but then of course, because Cressida said using his gift is killing him.
Yeah, but what about Force shutting it off?
True, but my question is, if Caster is killing himself by using his gift, doesn't that mean Nyx is as well, but also MK?
Unless it's because Pilgrim keeps Force shutting them off. Okay. Because only Caster has been shown to be Force shut off more than once.
Right. And plus, MK can MK turn it on his own. You know,
he can Pilgrim keeps turning off Caster's. So,
I think for Cressida, his, you know, she don't care one way or the other. When he serves his purpose, he's out of here.
Yeah, so Caster's all like, yo, Cressida, Miss Cressida, Madam Cressida, could you make me a potion or something to heal me? And she was like, no, get out, be gone, you gonna die. And I prefer if you weren't around here stinking up the place when you do. That's what she was thinking.
I think she's just done with them.
Yeah, she's like,
I think she over him.
She's like a dead bird.
Not a dead bird, a dying bird. I think she just done. I think Cressida is heartless.
Yes, he's just a tool to her. So she was like, yo, go here. And maybe you'll die. Maybe you'll die.
I don't care. But if you die, we'll celebrate your death.
You know, the gods, they'll be slurping in your soul and it'll work out and everything will be good.
She's just like, so go on out there and take one from the team and see you when I see you.
See you when I see you, which might not be back unless I go back to the sky altar with the hooks in my back and let the gods possess me so I can see you. Follow them out.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry about that. And, it didn't take long for MK to go and get changed and change himself for whoever romantic interest was in the room.
And get comfortable and get into Caster's
Where's
outfit.
Where's the food at? Where's the food at? Yo, girl, can I get clothes like you? If we match, we get closer, we bond more. Can I get some?
Okay. He wore the boot outfit with Tilda. He had no choice but to wear the Abbott outfit with that blonde girl. And now he got on Caster's outfit.
Hey, yo, girl.
It doesn't work unless we're dressed up.
Where can I get some clothes like yours? I can see us having a more healthier relationship in the future if we look the part.
Okay.
So, Pilgrim and his people are looking for something under the Badlands. Under the Badlands.
Remember they were digging and building?
It is Azra. The lost city of Atlantis, not underwater.
Yeah.
The sundial can't be hit.
They were building the, doing all that building in Solstheim for,
Why is Skyler keep coming back in the conversation?
But you do remember that, right?
I don't think
I can't help it. But that's at the beginning of the they're building.
No, stop it, okay? Anyway, not Lost City of Atlantis. Not underwater. The
Pilgrim said it's something extraordinary. But MK is like, what were you
looking for? I bet they wish they had some metal detectors.
Something extraordinary. Something that will build a better world. And why can't you just say what it is?
And MK is all like, okay, because I'm fine right now. There's a pretty girl and you said
said Azra.
That you say Azra, but you said that you were going to help me kill the dude who killed my mom. I think killed my mom. Yes.
Okay, so like I said, Juliet and Otto do make a plan to attack the refugee camp. Have you noticed that Lydia hasn't set foot inside that camp since she got her house?
She was like, they don't need me because if somebody dies, they just gonna wait and die just like
still the refugees that were running away. And Caster shows up to tell Otto he's there to lead. And they were going there to kidnap them, but they're killing them as well. What he said, 1,000. So not 1,001, not 1,002, 1,000. So anybody over 1,000, go ahead and
1,000. You everybody after this is, I know. Wait, I'm already too high. I can't count. 999. Look, I went too high, too low. I'm here now. 1,000. Yeah. Everybody after this is dead.
Right. And of course, Tilda and Odessa are still there.
And their flirt on.
Nathaniel finds out that Charles Clippers are on the way, so he tells Minerva, she says, go get Gaius.
And he's like, I don't need no help. I'm a big boy.
So they go to fight. Caster has pretty much, you know, he's gone. He's lost it. We do get a little family reunion. Minerva shows up to the camp and tells Tilda to go help, you know, go get people to safety. And I'm not leaving without you. You just tried to kill her 2 weeks ago.
I'm not leaving because she can't make up her mind. Mother.
She is, the mother figure. She can't help it. Nathaniel saves Odessa, because it's his turn. Who's left? And, you know, unpopular opinion, Odessa is like Jade. Dead weight with a pretty face.
She doesn't do anything.
She was fighting, I'm still
wondering how she ended up as a clipper and not a cog after the dog thing. Was it recommendation?
Is it just Minerva doesn't like making girls, women cogs?
Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand how Odessa got to be a clipper.
She's not very good at fighting.
You know, I guess if she was
butterflies and top notch thing, she wasn't.
Right. She's not. But she's still there. Maybe one day Minerva will tell Tilda what happened with MK and send Odessa on her way.
Yeah.
Minerva takes Caster hostage after the fight, and Caster thinks Pilgrim is going to come
for him. Well, come for me. And, meanwhile, Pilgrim's been, Caster hasn't been back in a lot. You think he's good? Oh, Cressida's like, yeah. Yes.
Oh, MK, come on a journey with me.
MK, come here. Come here. Sit down real quick. Bye, y'all.
Let's go on a boat ride.
Cressida's in the background starring his grave. Hello, Almighty Lord.
She ain't even starting to grave. She's wherever he died. He does work
a fire and hit like. Thanks, Holmes.
Okay. So, Sunny and Baji meet up with Ankara, who is the witch that Baji's been talking about. And she immediately knows that Henry is a dark one. Just by looking at him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess it could have been a little, I don't know.
She all the veiny things on right. His face, that poor baby.
She temporarily cures Henry. And whatever she did, by nearly drowning Henry and touching Sunny at the same time when Sunny was trying to snatch his baby out that water.
I got Joy Luck Club.
I knew, right?
Flashback.
But she transferred she transferred that darkness in Henry into Sunny.
Maybe. There you go, Sunny. Now you can awaken fast.
I mean, she does tell, you know, she says that Henry's powerful, but she also lets Sunny know, you know, she knows that Sunny has the gift and is suppressed. She tells him that he's the catalyst. And she touches him and she gives him a vision of when his gift was taken away from him. And she said whoever took it away was more powerful than her, but it looked like it don't take much to be more powerful than her.
Right.
But she said the darkness is still suppressing whatever this catalyst is. She was stoked, and Sonny had enough power that with his power suppressed, he blew Ankara across the room. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hot damn, let's do it again.
Yeah. One more time, let's go around again.
She
enjoyed
that. Like, we need to get out of here.
She's crazy. Don't you see it? She's crazy.
Ankara tells Baji that someone did reply to his call to Azra, and that it was Pilgrim. And according to the message, Pilgrim plans to cleanse the world.
Pilgrim's going
to
start the purge, y'all. All right. So I hope y'all are ready.
Baji was like, what?
He was like,
cleanse the world.
Cleanse the world. And she was like, yeah, man, haven't you heard? We're going to be killing everybody. And
why these villains always got to cleanse the world? Why you got to start over, purge? When you purge, when you cleanse the world and you start over, what are you starting over with?
Nothing.
Just you?
Just you and me.
Hey, come on. And Kara says Pilgrim is ushering in an era of blood and chaos. And she's like, grinning ear to ear, like, I can't wait.
And Baji was like, this is why I said she was crazy.
So maybe Baji shouldn't have stole Sunny's compass and contacted Azra. And Kara also tells Sunny that seeking Pilgrim is the only way to help Henry. So Baji and Sunny are on their way back to...
Where's Pilgrim at? In the balance. Well, I'm on my way.
Uh-huh.
But that's what happened. That's her new montage song.
Nathan will be sitting at the gate like, what?
I told you to leave.
That nigga be team. They gonna be on a team pretty soon.
He gonna find them as he's shopping for groceries. Yes.
Shop for groceries.
No.
Okay. So back with Cressida.
Cressida is painting her visions because that was weird. With what I thought was goat blood, because goat blood is used.
Was it goat blood or was it just blood?
It could have been blood from
didn't Quinn use goat blood for something?
For the baby?
Oh my god.
It put goat blood on that baby's face.
Yeah, so it's probably good. Goat blood is the go-to in the Badlands.
Yes. Not sure where goats are at, but they're making sure to slaughter them when they find them.
Hope they're making some stew when they're done.
Probably not. Throw out the remains. All I need is the blood. So she's wigging out. She's like, yeah, this is a lot. You know, she's like, the gods are telling me to draw this, but I don't even know what I'm drawing.
Right.
And she's having visions of Sunny's clippery tattoos. And MK is walking around. He's like, hey, yo, girl, I changed. We match now. You ready for this? And he's like, what y'all looking at? And Cressida's like, these lines. The gods are telling me that it means something. He's like, they're not just lines, because I'm well-versed. They're clipper kills. Tattoos clippers get when they kill people. My mom might be in one of those. And Pilgrim believes that Sunny's destiny is intertwined with his, you know. The catalyst!
The catalyst.
So he'll welcome him like a brother because, you know, you gotta do that to catalyst.
You're right.
And NK's like, why no? Sunny's the one who killed my mom. We gotta kill. You know, MK did recognize. He's like, look at all of them. That's gotta be Sunny's back. I've never seen anybody with tattoos before, but Sunny.
Right. It's not like all the other clippers are walking around shirtless.
Right. I only saw Sunny's back, but it's definitely his. I look at his back every night before I go to sleep. It's etched in my brain. That's how I know. And he's like, yo. If y'all are gonna hang out and work together with Sunny, I'ma kill him.
No, you're right.
And Pilgrim was like, no, you ain't.
Not on my watch, buddy.
What do you mean? So in case that Sunny will betray Pilgrim, and Pilgrim's like, if he's got the powers too, I'll just shabooba da him.
That's what Cressida said, you know.
just
enemy, whatever.
And when did Sonny betray MK?
Because he was like, he's going to betray you like he betrayed
you. Oh, and, you know, and MK was betrayed by the opium. His right. mind was all like, shh, MK, don't blame yourself for another 15
Between the opium and the dark, and between the opium and dark MK, MK don't know what's going on.
No. And that was this episode. Oh, wait, that's not like.
That's not, yeah, that was weird.
Sorry.
So. Get some questions, thoughts, and comments.
Okay.
You don't want to have a... I didn't think you was going to do that weird thing again. I gave you paper.
Oh, I was wondering what this was for.
But you don't have to just generally read the question.
Check it out. We got some questions on paper this time. Just kidding. So, is it me or is Minerva almost as paranoid as Quinn's? Do you think Minerva will end up losing Nathaniel's loyalty? Do you think Minerva will push him away for Tilda or Gaius? So, Minerva is paranoid. Thank you, caller number one. I do think Minerva will end up losing Nathaniel's loyalty. It looks like she already lost it. He's like, I ain't doing this for you, girl. Thanks for the arm, but I'm a bounce. And do you think Minerva will push my way for Tilda or Gaius? Yeah, she's like, Tilda, you have accepted me. You're my regent now. Nathaniel, give me your bowler hat.
So you think she's going to make Tilda regent and not Gaius? Gaius going to be Mr. Minerva?
Probably, because she saw, like, you ain't going to be the Baron. And thanks for the question, caller number one.
I think she's paranoid, too.
Oh, yes, you have opinions, don't you? Not like you wrote these questions.
I wanted to answer them.
Okay.
It's not like she... I mean, there's something about her that reminds me of Quinn towards the end. You know, she just... She see evil in everybody.
And Quinn was just evil.
Right, but he thought everybody was his enemy too.
When he started going insane,
right? I think Minerva might be on her way there.
She got a tumor too.
No, she just stuck on. She can't forget what happened.
No. You gonna answer the rest of your questions?
Oh yeah, I think Nathaniel was going. I think she's gonna lose Nathaniel's loyalty. I think it's going. I think Nathaniel gonna team up with Sonny.
All right.
So. And I think Gaius is going to end up being regent, not Tilda.
Thanks for that, caller number one. Welcome to question number two. So far, in my opinion, Pilgrim appears to be nothing more than a charlatan?
Yeah.
Why should be people in the back? Why should people in the Badlands fear him? You had a typo, caller number two.
So what do you think people should fear him? Or do you not? I mean, it's my opinion that he's a charlatan. I don't see anything working.
I fear him because he's got kids going around chopping people's heads off.
Yeah, that's a reason to fear him. But other than that, I don't see why. Baron Child looked like she was scared when he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know why. Do she sense that Cressida is a witch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, so far, I don't, you know, I know he seems to be like a fan favorite, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Why.
Yeah.
I think Sonny gonna stomp him and go on about his business.
I mean, that's how Sonny be doing. Thanks for the question.
No, Sonny gonna let him live and then come back next season and
that is how Sonny be doing. Thanks for the question, Shell.
You're welcome.
Welcome to question number three. Sonny is the catalyst. What is that? We all know what it is. The beginning of the destroyed or something.
Okay.
The beginning of the end, the mm-hmm. destroyer, as some people call it. The key to Azra? Ah, yeah. Ew, what if he was the key to Azra?
I got this tattoo on my arm that nobody's ever seen before. Right. That has the shape of
cut his hand, squeeze some
blood. Oh, what is this? Thing. Is this El Dorado or something?
Or almost everything. Squeeze some blood into some funky looking medallion thing. And then some doors.
No, are you thinking of Skyrim again?
But it happened, doesn't just happen in Skyrim. It happens in a lot of stuff.
I bet you were thinking of Skyrim though.
It was the second thing that came to my mind.
Okay, the one that would keep everyone out of Azeroth? No, or else he wouldn't be treated like a brother. The Crown Prince.
I just wanted to see how you would respond.
Why are you back here?
MK is no longer the dude.
Okay, next question. Do you think Sunny and Pilgrim will be allies or enemies? Enemies.
I do too.
MK doesn't have a history of listening. Will people tell him
when? Okay.
When people tell him not to do something. Do you think he will go after Sunny in spite of Pilgrim for forbidding it? Yes, I do, because MK's hard-headed.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Krasina seemed concerned about Sunny and how close he is. Do you think she sees him as a threat? Like how close he was to them?
Yeah.
No, I think she just...
Because she was freaking out when she...
She was like, yo, he close. We can go get a bandwagon and go nap him real quick. And
yeah, she... she probably knows. At first, when she was first playing his
tattoo. She's like, what are all these lines?
Her arm's getting tired.
What do they mean? Why are they so many? And MK's like, they're all on his back. Did you know?
She's like, no, I didn't know. I never saw his back.
I did every night before I went to sleep.
No sense whatsoever, man.
I know.
Oh my goodness, what am I gonna do with you?
I don't know. Is Azeroth under the Badlands?
Yes.
The Lost City. It's the not behind city. The waterfall. It's not underwater. This isn't the road to El Dorado or Atlantis.
It's just
Azeroth.
It's Azeroth. That would be messed up if it's under. It's been under the it's whole been,
you
time.
Mean the magic has been beneath us this whole, like I said,
I just think Bashi
couldn't get reception because they don't have none in the basement.
He went out one gate leaving the Badlands. Maybe there's another gate on the other side and they just took the wrong gate.
Wow, I won that.
They open up that gate and there's the big golden city of Azeroth.
Oh my god.
City right before them.
Damn, gold.
Everything they look at. Did you when she was showing him
the old photos?
Viewmaster and all their trinkets are gold.
Photos.
Okay.
So what do you think of the episode? What do you think of episode?
I do not like you.
Jeez.
It was a freaking copy paste from the last podcast. And you said it right the last time. What is wrong with you? What did I think of? The episode was good. It was very good. Okay?
The episode was good.
With the exception of Odessa, it was great.
Pictorial.
You have one?
So, that was awesome. And you can listen to Phantom City Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and Google Play. Check out our website, phantomcity.com. Email us at mayor@phantomcity.com. Follow us on our Facebook page, phantomcity/@phantomcityresident, and on Twitter, I'm @McFarson. I'm not spelling it anymore.
I'm @phantomcitymayor.
Nobody spells things. Send us feedback, leave reviews, and subscribe on iTunes. Don't forget to support your local library.
That was a good chat.
Yes.
You're a little rambunctious today, but it was still a good chat.
I'm offended now.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.